Way back in August when I decided that I wanted to re-enter the world of podcasting and YouTube, I sat down to make a plan. I decided on topics. I researched keywords. I looked at what relevant holidays would be happening, all with the goal of producing one episode per week from the beginning of October to the week before Christmas. Those first few videos felt like a breeze. I was so excited to be back. Then November hit and our schedules got a little bit busier, but I was still keeping up. And then December, and I definitely had a case of the "I don't wanna do this anymores." And that is why I am actually recording that final episode I wanted to produce today, which is December 29th, more than 10 days after I originally wanted to publish this episode. The good news is I did complete my goal of publishing all of the episodes that I had planned, even if it does mean that I was kicking and screaming across the finish line as opposed to pumping my fists victoriously in the air. You know what? I actually do deserve a victorious fist pump. I am a busy mom running a business and producing weekly content for a podcast and a YouTube channel during the holidays, and I just crossed a goal off of my list that I set 5 months ago. If you've been around long enough, you know that awareness is a huge part of what I talk about when it comes to being a mom or an entrepreneur with ADHD. Awareness is the first step that you need in order to make any behavioral changes that you have, and that is why I wanted to create this episode for you today, so you can understand why it is that you may struggle with planning or goal setting as someone with ADHD, then give you some strategies for creating and sticking to the goals that you have for 2024. Because to be honest, if I had not created that plan back in August, there is a near 100% chance you would not be watching or listening to this episode today. All this on my final episode of 2023 of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode.
ADHD coach and author Alan Graham says, "By putting in the time up front to create a plan for achieving goals, we can increase the likelihood that we will be successful." But if we're being super honest, planning and goal setting isn't always exactly super fun and exciting, which can be a big turnoff for those of us with ADHD. I can also tell you, as an entrepreneur with over 14 years of experience, that you will not grow your business into a revenue generator without a growth strategy. Been there, done that. Over and over, it does not work. Scattering your energy willy-nilly might work in the beginning, but as your business and your community and your revenue starts to grow, you need a solid plan in place to keep your momentum and success moving forward. Ah, but alas, planning is an executive function. Ah, those darn executive functions. In case you're unfamiliar with executive functions, they are brain skills that we require in order to accomplish tasks. The struggle that many of us with ADHD have is that we run low on dopamine, and dopamine is a required neurotransmitter to communicate messages in the brain about executive functions like organizing or motivation or task initiation or planning. I often hear people in my community say things like, "I don't plan," or "I don't plan because I don't follow through," or "I spend way too much time planning and not any time executing the plan that I've created." And all of this is true. People with ADHD do struggle with planning and with follow through and with prioritization and with staying on track or focusing. But what I want you to remember is just because it's a struggle doesn't mean that it is impossible. I realize that many traditional goal-setting strategies are difficult for those of us with ADHD. Honestly, I started coaching mom business owners with ADHD as a mom business owner with ADHD because I wasn't finding the kind of support that I needed for my brain out there in the business coaching community. And I figured that somebody else out there might need that same support. Us ADHDers are really great at big picture thinking or creative thinking. In fact, visionaries like Richard Branson and Bill Gates have admitted to having ADHD, and it's suspected that inventors like Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, and even Albert Einstein also had ADHD. So clearly, we are capable of doing some really great, amazing things when we can buckle down and put our mind and energy to it. But far too often, we struggle with breaking tasks down into smaller, more manageable pieces that make them easier to act on. We also struggle with thinking about or acting on tasks that don't need to be done in the immediate future. You may have heard that people with ADHD see time differently than those neurotypicals out there. We see time in two ways. There is now, which means that it is happening in the immediate future or needs to happen in the immediate future, and not now, which means that it is happening not in the immediate future, and we really don't need to think about or act on this thing right now. This may contribute to why those of us with ADHD struggle with goal planning. How in the world are we supposed to be motivated to act on something that is way in the future when we typically wait until it is crisis mode to act? It's really a conundrum. But even though it's a struggle, there are ways that we can improve our planning skills, even as an executive function challenged individual. And that's why I want to wrap up today by sharing some of the strategies that I use personally and that I share with my clients to help them make their planning and goal setting more successful. Let's start by discussing the different types of goals that there are. There are learning goals, which focus on developing skills or increasing knowledge. And there are performance goals, which focus on a specific outcome. A learning goal may be signing up and taking a social media course or working with a trainer at the gym. A performance goal may be adding 1,000 people to your social media account or losing 10 pounds. The reason the distinction is important for those of us with ADHD is that we tend to gravitate towards learning goals versus performance goals. And this might be because of what we just discussed in terms of time, where a learning goal is something that we can see immediate results or rewards from. By simply watching a module in the social media course that we bought or going to the gym and working with a trainer, we have completed our goal of increasing our knowledge or developing a skill. It's like instant gratification. Performance goals may take some time, which means that they fall into the category of not now, aka it's really hard for us to make ourselves care or pay attention or take action until it does go into the category of now. Those of us with ADHD, to the surprise of pretty much nobody with ADHD, are also better at completing short-term goals than we are long-term goals. Considering our preference for immediate learning outcomes versus long-term performance-based outcomes, it is no wonder that so many of us with ADHD struggle with planning or future thinking. This doesn't mean that you should avoid setting long-term or performance goals by any stretch of the imagination. It does mean that maybe you need to take a little bit of time and say, how can I make this long-term goal into smaller short-term goals that I'm more motivated to complete? Or how can I take this performance outcome-based goal and add some learning in there so I can continue making progress? Remember our weight loss example I gave as a performance goal? You can reframe your goal to lose 10 pounds as a short-term learning goal by thinking instead, I would like to go to the gym and work with a trainer once a week, every week for a month. Working with a trainer satisfies your learning goals, and a month is within the range of something being short-term enough that you'll want to stick with it. The idea of working with a trainer brings me to my next strategy, which is to find some sort of accountability. Seeing as task initiation and motivation are executive functions, it can often be hard for those of us with ADHD to actually follow through on what we need to do to reach our goals, even if they are short-term learning goals. But many of us with ADHD are incredibly motivated by obligation. We tend to be people pleasers by nature, and we hate the thought of letting somebody down. That is why accountability can be such a strong motivator for somebody with ADHD. Once you've decided on your goal, share it with your friends or your family and ask them to check in with you about your progress. If your friends or family might not be a good option, you could also join an accountability group or hire an accountability coach like me to follow up with you and keep you motivated. And speaking of motivation, clarifying your why when it comes to the goals that you've set can be super helpful when you feel the energy you have towards completing this goal starts to wane. Because let's be honest, there is going to come a time when this goal that you're super excited about right now is no longer fun or exciting or interesting or something that you want to work on. When goal setting, I like to ask myself or my clients questions like, what is the best thing that is going to happen when I reach this goal? Or how could this negatively impact my life if I don't complete this goal? Digging deep to see how this will impact or benefit your life can go a long way in keeping you motivated when you start to feel a little less than enthusiastic about it. Because it is going to happen. There is invariably going to be something that is more fun or more interesting or newer or shinier that comes along and distracts you from wanting to reach this goal. The idea is to go beyond making statements like, I want to make more money, and be more specific with things like, I would like to make enough money to take my family on a vacation to Canada and Europe, buy a new car, and pay down some of my credit card debt next year, which, by the way, are all three things that are in my personal goals for 2024. The more specific you can be about why you would like to achieve this goal, the more beneficial it's going to be to you when you start to lose momentum. I also recommend that you find a way to remind yourself of this why on a regular basis. You could type it up and print it out and put it someplace that you will see regularly, like your nightstand or your refrigerator or next to wherever you work. You could make writing why you want to complete this goal a part of your daily to-do list or part of your daily journaling. You could record yourself saying your why statement and listen to it when you wake up in the morning or when you're taking a shower or before you start a work session. You could make a vision board with pictures of the things that are mentioned in your why statement. I personally like to make a digital vision board of what I am working towards and use it as the home screen on my computer. So every day when I sit down to work, I see the things that I am working towards before I start working. Do whatever works best for you. There's no right or wrong answer in how you can regularly remind yourself of what you are working towards. And remember that it may take a little bit of trial and error for you to figure out what works best. So let's do a quick review of the strategies that I have given you today to help those of us with ADHD as we set our goals for 2024. First, try to reframe your big, hairy goal into a smaller, short-term goal and figure out how to make it a learning goal versus solely a performance goal. If this seems super overwhelming, consider working with a coach who can help you break things down. This brings us to our second tip, which is find accountability to help you keep on track. Whether you hire a coach, join an accountability group, or simply ask a friend or family member to check in with you, knowing you'll have to report your progress can be a helpful motivator. And let's face it, sometimes we are going to forget we even wanted to work towards whatever this goal is, so it's nice to know someone's looking out for us. And finally, clarify why it is that you want to reach this goal and keep it front of mind. Dig deeper beyond, I want to make money or I want more followers on Instagram. Think about how that money will benefit your life or how more followers can benefit your business or community. Think about negatives that will happen if you don't reach this goal. Then find a way that works for you to remind yourself of why you'd like to work on this on a regular, preferably daily basis. As we head into 2024, I want to support you in setting goals and following through to make them a reality. You can find out more about my services by visiting bit.ly/ADHD mompreneur coaching or by clicking on the link in the show description. Thanks as always for taking the time to watch this episode. I'll be back next week with not one, not two, but three videos all about healthy habits for those of us with ADHD. I'll be talking about sleeping, eating, and exercising and why it is important for us as moms and business owners with ADHD. So be sure that you've hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,